All right, welcome to Hebrew Club. Moedon Ivri. And glad to have everybody here near the end of the quarter here almost, right? So everybody has to hang in. We're actually in 2 Samuel, and we're right in the middle of chapter 5. We're about ready to start verse 11, I think. We ended at that at the end of verse 10. Notice there's a paragraph marker there where the author summarizes the story that David kept increasing in his power because the Lord of hosts was with him. And so now we're going to elaborate on that a little more, exactly what the nature, a little bit of what his kingdom looked like. Come on in, you guys. We just started. So we're about ready to start verse 11. All right? And let me read it, and then we'll comment on it. Vayishlach Hiram Melech Zor Malakim El David Vatse Arazim Vecharashe Eitz Vecharashe Evan Kir Vayivnu Bait LeDavid. Then Hiram, the king of Zor, sent Malakim, sent messengers to David. And Atse Arazim, and notice that this is the plural construct from Eitz, wood. And so it's probably something like boards of cedar, cedar boards. And Charashe Eitz, Charash is a craftsman, a workman. All right, and this is again a construct, plural. And so it's craftsmen of wood, we would call carpenters. And then again the word Vecharatze Evan Kir, and craftsmen of stone, and then Kir is the word for wall. Okay. So stone of a wall. And really that's just an idiom for stonemasons. See, so what he sent was the boards, the material, and carpenters and stonemasons. All right? Vayivnu Bait LeDavid, and they built from Bana, notice call imperfect Vav consecutive, and they built a bait, a palace for David. All right? Remember, this is in Jerusalem. All right? So notice again, he's going to elaborate a little on what it looked like that Yahweh was making David grow stronger and stronger, which we saw in the previous paragraph. So Jerusalem, actually a crafty political move. I was reading a little bit the other day, because remember when he united the north and the south, Israel and Judah, and also Jerusalem, remember, was kind of this neutral city, and it was occupied by the Jebusites. So, and remember, it kind of sits right between the north and the south. So he conquered that and took it over as his territory, the royal, and it became a royal possession, you know, the city of David thereupon. All right. Any questions about verse 11? All right, verse 12. Vayeda David ki hekino Yahweh lemelech al Yisrael. V'ki nise mam lakto ba'avur amo Yisrael. Okay, Vayeda. Then David realized, again, call imperfect from Yada, that Hekino Yahweh. What's the root of Hekino? Kun. Conjugation is Hifil. See it? So it's a Hifil, perfect, third masculine singular. All right? And notice that you have the object clause, key clause, after a verb of perception. David knew that Yahweh had established him as king, Melech, over Israel. Now here's another key clause. And that Nisse, and that he had exalted, see that P-A-L from Nasa? It's kind of rare. You don't see very many of those. And that he had exalted Mamlakto, his kingdom. Okay? Now Ba'avur, on account of Amo, his people, Yisrael. Alright? Very nice little paragraph there. Any questions through 12? All right, here we go, David again now. Vayikach David od pilag shim venashim mi Rushalayim acharei bo'o mechervon. Vayivaldu od ledavi banim u vanot. And David took, vayikach from lakach, and David took od, here's what he took, pilag shim and nashim. Pilag Shim is concubines. Pilegesh. Okay, so this is the plural. So he took concubines, and of course, Nashim is the plural from Isha. Nashim, wives. And Od is more. So David took more concubines and wives, Mirushalayim, from Jerusalem. All right. Achare bo'o. Notice here you have a call, infinitive with the third masculine singular suffix. So it's after his coming from Hebron. And we would say after he had come from Hebron. So remember, he moved his capital from Hebron to Jerusalem. And there he took more concubines and wives. And again, remember, that's a political symbol of power, prestige. You collect wives. It's a patriarchal system. And you see it assumed here in what the author is saying about David and his growing of strength. So notice his growing stronger and stronger is really put in political terms of the kingdom growing and his own position within the kingdom. Everybody kind of see what's happening here? All right. Now you get this other note, Vayivaldu. What's the root of Vayivaldu? From Yalad. Notice that this is a Nifal Vav consecutive, and it's a first Yud verb. That's why you get that Vav right after the Yud. And it means to bear or to beget. And so here it is, and they were born, owed, more to David, Banim Uvanot, sons and daughters. See? So more sons and daughters were born to David. Questions through 13? Okay, here they go, the names. We can go through this fairly quickly. Ve'ela Shemot ha-Yilodim lo Birushalayim. And these are the names of the born. That Yilodim, notice it's from the root Yalad, and it's an adjective. Yilod means born, and here it's as a substantive, those born to him. So the names of those born to him in Jerusalem. And here are the names. Shamoa and Shovav and Natan and Shlomo, that's Solomon, and Yivchar, and Elishua, and Nepheg, and Yafia. All right. Verse 16, he continues, and Elishama, and Elyada, and Eliphalet. Okay, so you probably don't want to turn here to name your firstborn, or your wife would not be happy. We're going to name our kid Eliphalet. But anyway, that's the names of the children. Again,
those,
yeah, go ahead.
Are those like the combination of God and
yes.
Obviously
a verb? Yeah. See, some of them you can see. Right. Right. Some of them are obvious. Natan is gift, you know. Shlomo is his peace. But then you see Yivchar, you know, he chooses. But then you see the names with God. So Ael saves, you know, and beauty, Yafia, God hears, God knows. God rescues. It's kind of interesting when you kind of look at the literal translation. Very good. So that's kind of ends the listing there. We're going to start a new kind of scene here, a situation in verse 17. All right, we start a new paragraph, notice. Any questions through verse 16? All right, verse 17. Vayishma'u pelishtim ki Mashchu et David lemelek al Yisrael, vayalu kol pelishtim levakesh et David, vayishma David, vayered el ha metzuda. Okay, and the Philistines heard that Mashchu, that they had anointed David as king over Israel. Okay, remember David had been kind of Philistines were in control of that area. All right, and they had always plagued Israel. Now, all of a sudden, when they heard that he had been anointed as king over Israel, they realized that David had slipped out of their bonds. See, David kept getting stronger. And he had united the kingdoms together, which made them a much more formidable force. So when he decided to become king over Israel, Vaya'alu, all the Philistines went up, again from Allah, call imperfect vav consecutive, third common plural, third masculine plural, all the Philistines went up, levakesh, in order to seek, piel infinitive, in order to seek David. And notice this is not seek to worship him, but to seek and find him and probably kill him. Okay? Vayishma David, but David heard, vayered, again from Yarad, notice the first yud, sera under the yud, and he went down to the metzuda. He went down to the stronghold. And some suggest that this was the cave in Adullam. In 1 Samuel 22, verses 4 and 5, when David was running from Saul, he escaped to the cave of at Adullam. And there, remember, he gathered all these people around him, all these men around him. That's where he got his fighting force. So some suggest that that's what he means. But notice it says he went down to the Metsuda. So remember in the Bible, whenever you go away from Jerusalem, you're going down. Whenever you go up, when you're going to Jerusalem, you go up. So it's assumed that he left the city for his own safety. Again, no one's sure where it went, okay? But here's what the Philistines do in verse 18. And again, notice that the author here breaks up the Vav consecutive chain. So notice from verse 17, the Philistines heard, notice, and then they went up to seek him. All right? And then David, and then David heard, and then he went down. So notice it's giving these consecutive actions. All right? So notice here in verse 18, you can probably interpret this one as kind of a summation, okay? U-pelish-tim ba'u vayinat-shu ve'emek-refaim. But the Philistines had come, and they had spread out. Notice that this is from the root natash, and it's a nifal form. In the call form, natash means to leave or to forsake. Nifal, sometimes it means to be left or be forsaken. But here, notice you have this meaning, what the army is doing. And they spread out in the valley, Amek, in the valley of Rephaim, which is south of Jerusalem. So in other words, the Philistines, if you can remember where they came from the west and coming towards Jerusalem, they spread out in the valley of Rephaim. Okay? So while David left the city, the Philistines came and kind of were trying to get, and I think there's indications later on that they captured Bethlehem as well. So they were pretty close to the city. That's where the Valley of Rephaim is. All right. Verse 19 then. Va'yishal David ba Yahweh lemor. Whenever you have Sha'al with a bait connected to Yahweh, notice it's and then David asked Yahweh, but a better way to translate it is, then David inquired of Yahweh. So this is kind of, now what means he used, I don't know, whether it was a prayer, or whether he asked his prophet, or whether he asked the Urim and Thummim. Remember, that was indicated in 1 Samuel as well. Saying, ha-e'ele. Notice that that is a call, imperfect, with a interrogative, hey, shall I go up against the Philistines? Ha tintaim, will you give them? Again, the hey interrogative from the root natan plus third masculine plural suffix. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will you put them beyadi, into my hand? Okay. Vayomer Yahweh. Then Yahweh said to David, Ale. Call imperative from Allah. See, masculine singular. Go up for naton etain. What kind of form is naton followed by etain?
Infinitive
absolute. For I certainly will give them. See, so notice you have the call infinitive absolute followed by a call imperfect. For certainly will I give the Philistines, or put the Philistines, beyadeka, into your hand. Okay. Any questions through 19? Pretty smooth sailing. Right? Verse 20. Vayavo David beva'al peratzim vayakem sham. David vayomer paratz Yahweh et oivai lefanai keferetz mine. Al kain karashem hamakom hahu ba'al peratzim. So David went. Now notice you have Beth Baal Peratzim. That's a place name. So David came to Baal Peratzim. That's Peratzim is Lord of. Peretz means a breach or a break. So you would really transliterate. Came to Baal Peratzim. All right. Vayakem. Look at that form. What's the root?
Naka.
And notice it is a hifil imperfect vav consecutive, because this root appears in hifil. All right, plus third masculine plural suffix. And he struck them there. All right, and David struck them there. Then he said, Paratz Yahweh. Paratz means to break in or to break through. Yahweh has broken through Oy vai, my enemies, lephanai, before me, as the breach of water. So namely, notice that water, in this construction, you have the construct parets and the genitive mime, breach of water. Notice water is the subject here, as water breaks through. And it's probably, he's thinking of like water breaks through a dam. See? So David came to Baal Perazim, and he struck them, David struck them there, and he said, Yahweh has broken through my enemies before me like a breach of water. Therefore, he called the name of the place of that place, Baal Perazim. Okay? Questions through 20. Yes?
When David came to Baal Perazim,
yes.
That preposition, bait.
Yes.
How common is that bait to we translate it to?
Right. And again, remember, there's a lot of flexibility in the meaning of these prepositions and the use of them. And there's not always a one-to-one correspondence. Bait always meaning in. Lamed always means to. And so here, English style, we would say, you could say, since bo means to enter into, so David entered into Baal Perazim or came into Baal Perazim, and that would help negotiate that bait. But a lot of times you can see the lamed, the mem, the min, lamed and bait sometimes interchange in meaning. And sometimes we've seen el and al interchange in meaning too. So the boundaries are not one-to-one correspondence between Hebrew and English. And it might be a stylistic feature of the author or a dialectical feature to what they prefer. Okay, good. Any other questions through 20? All right, 21. Vaya'azvu sham et atza behem vayisa'em David vanashav. Okay, azav means to forsake. Call imperfect, vav consecutive. And they left there, and it's referring to the Philistines. And they left there at the Atzaveham. This is their, Atzavim are their idols. So they left their idols there. So I guess the gods were no good when the Philistines were fleeing. What are we going to leave? Our clothes or our idols? We'll leave our gods. So David took them from Nasa. So David took them and his men. So David and his men took them. It's kind of an interesting little historical detail there. See, Yahweh was with David. The other, those gods were just stone, so they just took them. It's kind of the end of those things. Okay, any questions through 21? All right. 22. Vayosifu od pelishtim la'alot vayinat shu be'emek Rephaim. Those pesky Philistines. Vayosifu is a hifil, imperfect vav consecutive from yasaf. And what does it mean?
To
add. All right. And remember, when you have this, what should you be on the lookout for coming next? An infinitive. Because this is going to be a common idiom. And sure enough, you get the infinitive in la'alot. You're very often going to see this adverb ode as well. So it's literally, and the Philistines added again to go up. And remember how we handle that in English, that the infinitive becomes the finite verb and the yosifu becomes the adverb. And the Philistines once again went up. See the difference? You'll see that idiom all over the place. Vayin not to shu, and they spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David, I guess, scattered them. The Philistines came back. Okay? Verse 23. Vayishal David ba Yahweh, vayomer lo ta'aleha save el acharehem, u vata lahem mimul bekaim. Then David inquired of the Lord. Okay, so again he asked him, and he said to him, you shall not go up, lo ta'aleha, you shall not go up, ha save. This is from the root, what, savav? And it is a hifil imperative. Savav means to go around. Here this means, what do you say? Do not go up. Turn to their backside. So it would be go around to their back end. See, notice, acha rehem, behind them. So turn to their backside or turn behind them. All right? And come to them, mimul. Mul is a particle that means in front of. Okay? And enter at them or come to them from the front of the Bekaim. This is a kind of a tree, like a balsam tree or something like that. In the front of the balsam tree. So he's talking about a specific place here. All right? Vihi, and it will come to pass. Notice that this is not a vav consecutive. This is a vav plus imperfect, or a shortened imperfect. And it will come to pass in shom'aka. This is a call infinitive construct plus the bait temporal. So it will come to pass in your hearing, or when you hear et, the sound of za'ada, the sound of marching. Za'ad is a verb that means to step or to march. This is the noun, za'ada. So when you hear the sound of marching, berashe habekaim, in the tops of the balsam trees, then techeratz. Charatz means to act decidedly, act swiftly, act decisively, I guess is a good word. Then you should act. Okay? For Oz, for then, Yatsa, God has come out, lefaneka, before you, lehakot, to smite. Again, here's the hifil infinitive from naka, to smite against the machane pelashtim, against the camp of the Philistines. Okay? Questions through that? We'll do one more verse here yet. All right? We can finish up here, this chapter, actually. Vayas David Cain. Then David did thus. Ka'asher tzivahu, as Yahweh commanded him. That's a piel, third masculine singular, plus third masculine singular suffix. So David did thus, as Yahweh commanded him. Vayak, and he struck. So again, we get a third use of naka. Vav consecutive, third masculine singular, hifil from naka. So notice how common it is in these texts. And he struck the Philistines from Geva, that's a place name, up until you come, call infinitive plus second masculine singular suffix, until you're coming to Gezer. So he struck them from Geva to Gezer. Let's put them on the run there, so to speak. Okay. Any questions about this section through 25? All right. Pretty nice section there talking about David. Now, chapter 6 is very interesting theologically for what happens. And remember, chapter 7 is the big one where we read about the covenant God made with David. All right? All right. Have a great week. Thanks for coming.